update on or the reason why Brian Little and Joel Armia weren't on the ice?
We're minor. Okay. We're at that point, right? We're seven or eight days in without a day off and all grind. So we've got just about everybody's wearing an ice pack. We'll take a day off here Sunday to keep them off the ice to get them right back to normal. But we have nothing on Army, too. Army was a mild one, we think. So everybody should be fine soon.
Matt Hendricks left early. He's okay?
He's in that, right? So you also saw Tyler did. He's fine. All right. Before we went out, we got a lot of hip tightness, a lot of soreness. If you run it too long, you can put yourself in a bad way. So everybody had the green light today. If it tightens up, these are all good pros. They don't want to knock it off. I said, if your hips start to tighten up and you can't loosen them up, get off the ice.
What did you and your team learn today out there with Paul DeVorsey?
It's been something from the start this year. Paul was great. You know, he talked to the players about what he looks at and what he sees. We're really focused on a certain area of calls, right? The kind of tells that a referee looks for, and then the players got the chance to ask questions. And then we had a pretty heavy day for battling today, and we asked the players to drive that battle up to get it as close. It can't be because you can't hit the same way in practice. But, yeah, you know, we had a few calls, not as many. He said we did a real good job keeping our sticks down, but that's usually against your teammates. You're pretty good about that. Mm-hmm. But it's an awareness. It's for young players especially to be able to understand a little bit what the tells are for the ref. What is the first thing he looks like? So clearly, you know, the sticks that come off the ice to horizontal, the free hand. It's good to hear a man who called it for 1,594 games, I think, in the regular season. He can explain it differently, and it made great sense. So I thought it was a great day.
So from the outside looking in, more or less, is it once the stick gets near the waist area, you're kind of...
If it's on a slash, it's anything near the hands pretty much is going to be a call. We know that going in. When you get into that hook area, you can have your stick there. You just can't impede. And what happens is a guy will pull away from you a little bit, and you've reached in, and he's pulling your hand. And then you've given him a little tug, whether you meant to or not, and you're in the penalty box. So... we took 31 holding penalties last year. That's a fairly high number. We got to be able to cut that back.
When did you come up with the idea and kind of what was, in your mind, the impetus behind it?
I talked to Steve Walkham in July when we started to look at. So at the end of the year, you watch every penalty that you took. It's not just the penalty. It's how. So the first thing that happens usually in a penalty taken is somebody loses this defensive position. That's the one-on-one part. But usually somebody else has blown a route. So it's a defensive liability first. So you go through the holding penalties, and so you're always trying to fight a different way, but it goes in part to our team becoming a better defensive hockey team. It's a skill that has to be learned. Learning how to one-on-one somebody defensively, that's a skill. So you either get beat or you take a penalty on the negative half. Sometimes you stop them. So we tried to work on both of those. Don't get beat one-on-one. And what are the things that cause the ref to call a penalty on you? Identify them and make sure we do enough drills. So talk to Steve Walkham in July. Like, Paul is going to other teams too. I think he's in Mini tomorrow and he's going to Philly. We wanted him to try to get him out on the ice in a version of game simulation. The scrimmages aren't enough, right, because there's only a handful of calls. We wanted him to watch, you know, reps over and over. Steve was all for it. I know Paul from the last 20 years, and he was great with the guys, so it worked out. It's just we got a really young team here. We got to figure out a way to learn some new skills, and we're thankful that he came in.
So Paul, was it the sort of thing, did you need the NHL's permission to bring Paul in, or not here on behalf of the league, right? He's sort of an independent contractor?
No, he's a supervisor, and I called Steve because I know they're not going to bring a working official into town. But I talk to Paul all the time during the course of the year. So this would be no different than he comes in and talks. I wanted him to get out on the ice and have some interaction with the players. He's not calling games anymore. Nobody swore at him out there, which I think he said was the first time that's happened that he's been on the ice. It was, yeah, I mean, like I said, I talked to Steve Walken, he was all for it. Talked to Paul, he was all for it. The league thought it was a great idea, and I think the Winnipeg Jets got a little better today.
And on that front, I was going to ask, any memorable Paul DeVorsey stories from your coaching career, run-ins that you had with him?
No, never with him. You know what, for me, when I came in, and he's so young when I came in, the veteran guys were always great because I never yelled at the veteran guys, right? And so I had a kind of a real good relationship with all those guys for a fairly long run.
A lot of people believe, and I think you've referred to it before, sometimes Buff will get penalties because just the path of destruction he leaves, It's like something had to have
too
gone
big,
wrong there.
Too
yeah.
For being
did
too
you,
big.
Did you have any conversations about that? Or is it,
no,
is
but,
there
I, but I'll tell you what, but Buff asked a question in the room about a couple of things, and he and Paul talk about it quite a bit. There's not much he can do on that. Like, there are penalties that he takes that he deserves full on. And so, I mean, I know for a fact the Buff pulls up on 95% of his hits. You can watch him. He slows down because he knows that if he gets a guy 3 feet from the boards, he's going into the boards. And I'm not sure he factors in the damage of it, but he knows he's getting a penalty for it. So he pulls on most of those. But like all our guys, you know, I mean, he's not alone. He leads in a couple of categories of penalties, but not all of them. Matter of fact, he leads our team in roughing penalties, but everybody thinks they know that, but Mark Scheifele's number two, so anyway, yeah, you know, that's part of it. But Buff has a fantastic relationship with the referees, truly does, because when he's on the ice, he's having fun and he enjoys playing, and if he's yelling at the refs, it's usually in fun, and they get a kick out of it.
Just looking ahead to this weekend, Paul, are you expecting much of a similar lineup tomorrow in Edmonton?
Very, very, very similar to last night. We do have a few guys that we probably had planned to play that will pull just precautionary. So this is the big night for a lot of them. You know, they get two games of the first four to make their case.
And then with an off day Sunday and Moose training camp beginning Monday, might we expect a round of cuts coming on Sunday?
Yeah. Yeah, I need to see you at 10 o'clock.
And just final one for me, but after three games here, and I don't know how much stock you're putting in the results, but just from a complete outsider's perspective, someone might say, hey, they haven't won yet, they've only scored a few goals.
Go and say what you mean. We haven't scored an even strength goal yet.
Right.
And you had your lineup in. Yeah, I got no concerns about that. I'm really like the level that we're at, the effort that's in camp, the focus by the whole group. But again, you're looking for your veteran guys. They're not trying to get through training camp. They're not just going through the motions. They're wired in. We're working on some really, really specific things. We haven't done any offensive work. No line rushes, really, in terms of trying to get pucks. We haven't done breakouts, counters, regroups. That's all next week. Next week is speed. The first week was grind. I like where we're at with it.
It's safe to say, though, starting Monday with probably a smaller group, that things really shift into another gear?
Well, we're going to look for our play to look differently starting Monday. We're going hard here. We're not coming off it till probably the day off before the two games before the Toronto. We got to get all our work in now because our schedule doesn't allow for any of that to happen again. But, yeah, changing gears, changing expectation, not just how it's supposed to look.